This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
All right, I think I'll, this is Rex Haig. I think I'll go ahead and call the April 19th, 2018 conference call meeting of the Board of Minerals and Environment to order. Secretary, call the roll, please.
Elaine?
Hey.
Winhart?
Here.
England?
Here.
Greenfield?
Here.
Harpin?
Here.
Langus?
Here.
Morris?
Here.
Sheets?
Here.
And Haig?
Here. A quorum is present. First of all, I'd like to welcome everyone participating in today's telephone conference call meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming live on SD.net, the service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. The meeting is also being recorded, and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions Portal. Follow the link and select the name of the board. All right, the first matter of business today for the board is the approval of the minutes of the February 15th, 2018 meeting. Any questions or comments from the board members concerning the minutes? I had one question I'd like to just ask the board members about. On the meetings, it's reflected, as you'll note, that the board would ask, for instance, Mr. Holm a question. And it says that those question was asked, but it does not identify the board member or what the question is. And I don't know if the board members would like to have that in the meeting minutes, and it could be done either, you know, in a summary form or word for word, or we could just leave it as it is. And I just wanted to get a little feedback on that. I don't know how important it is, but some members might like to know that their questions have been at least identified in the minutes. So does anybody have a comment on that one way or another?
Chairman Haig, this is Bob Morris. To me, the importance probably is that the question was asked and there was an answer rather than who actually asked it. So I have no problem maintaining the status quo.
Okay. Anybody else? I assume the recordings, of course, will have those questions on there if it was really necessary. But I wanted to make sure the board members felt there was an opportunity to that we could at least identify if somebody asked a question. So I'll either entertain any more comment or motions concerning the minutes.
Carpin moved to approve the minutes as presented.
Okay. Motion by Carpin is a second.
Slumhart second.
Okay. Motion and second. Discussion on that motion. Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll on approval of the minutes.
Winhart?
Aye.
Boleen?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Langus?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Haig?
Aye. Motion carries. Minutes are approved. Move to the next item is the mining issues and the consent calendar. Any item on the consent calendar may be requested to be acted on separately. Do we have anybody that has any request to review any matter separately on the consent calendar? Hearing none, Mr. Klein, are you there to present?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, I will field any questions anybody has in regards to this.
Questions by the board on the consent calendar.
Chairman Haig, Bob Morris.
Yes, Bob. Go ahead.
Tom, you may have explained this before and I forgot, but you know, I see some of the transfers of liability are to county highway departments. Those are essentially the counties. And the surety bonds, the counties appear to be exempt from posting a bond, but are they still required to do the reclamation and other things that private entities are required to do?
Mr. Chairman, the answer is yes. The counties are exempt from the surety, but they are required to follow the 45-6 just like the private operators.
Okay. Thank you.
Good question, Bob. I had the same question myself. Thank you for asking it. Further questions regarding the consent calendar? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Morris moves.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Morris, second by Langeth.
Yes.
Any?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Discussion on the motion to approve the consent calendar. Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll on the motion.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
Moline?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Haig?
Aye. Motion carries. Consent calendar is approved. So our next meeting is set for May 17th. There's right now we're looking at not a lot, but we do have the annual mining reports, and those typically take some time, 10 to 15 minutes apiece, and there's six or seven on there that we will that we'll be reporting. We have done those by RDTN a time or two, but we'll just kind of stay tuned on whether we need to come to peer for those or what we'll do. Brenda, do you have anything to add to that?
Eric Holm is here. He can answer.
Mr. Chairman, this is Eric Holm. There's potential we'll have a mine permit transfer for Pacer Corporation that will require board action.
Okay. So probably is a good chance we'll need to come to peer for that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That kind of gives you an outlook. I guess we probably will most likely be meeting in peer for the May meeting. Anything else to come before the board today? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
England by Carpin to go ahead.
No. England moves to adjourn.
Motion by England. Is there a second?
Second by Carpin.
Okay. Moved and seconded to adjourn. Discussion on that motion? Hearing none, secretary will call the roll on the motion to adjourn.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
Moline?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Morris? Langeth?
Langeth, yes.
Morris?
Aye, yes.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Haig?
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen, for your attention.